Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Did we win?
I don't know. I don't know when they do the results of it.
We don't know. But if we won the St. Louis Magazine A-List Best News Talk Show, can someone let us know? 314.
I don't think they, 436, I don't think anybody else knows.
7900.
Well, I know what happened. If we didn't win, you know whose fault it is.
Glover.
Well, you.
Oh, that's right. Well,
you
it is
primarily.
Me. I could have gotten 100 votes for sure.
And then everybody listening.
By telling my family about it, mm-hmm, and then telling them to vote every day for 3 weeks. Easily could have hit 100 extra votes.
Now we don't get our A-list bonus.
I never voted.
You didn't?
No, I couldn't get the email to work.
You are so... I
unbelievable.
Kind of stupid. You're the smartest...
I know.
You are the dumbest smart person. I can't remember. I don't know. You're one of them.
The dumbest smart person.
All you had to do was get your email address and then
you
got to
have buy-in. You know what I mean? I think deep down...
This show, you don't have buy-in to it?
Same thing? Not going to win.
Yeah. Wow. It's a good thing we have Amy. Amy's a real asset to the team, wouldn't you say? 314-436-7900. Also, you can, on the Odyssey app, drop us a voice message. We love to hear from you. Yeah, do that. Also, on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, did you know you can watch the show?
People watch the show and they comment.
Yeah.
And sometimes the commenters fight. It's very exciting.
I love watching them fight. And then I'm trying to figure out who's fighting with whom. It's great.
Ron just said it's great for the algorithm.
It's perfect for the algorithm. So at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. Follow us.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
As we have heard before, that $30 million from the Rams settlement money from that pool of cash, it is expected to be allocated towards tornado relief. This Board of Aldermen voting on that today.
And the St. Louis forecast, humid, incredibly sticky.
It's sticky in the studio.
And poor air quality today.
It's poor air quality in the studio.
Well, there's a lot of poor quality in this studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, first 90-degree day could be today.
Come on, man.
We could hit
doing?
90. I will say this, though. On a positive note, I ran today. It was very humid, incredibly humid. And while it was difficult to breathe, I feel like I sweated out all the toxins. It's like having your own sauna. Right now, the city of St. Louis has its own sauna. I don't have my own personal sauna. Oh, wait, I do. Step outside.
For the next 3 months.
Yes.
So get used to it.
You're going to be so detoxed, you won't even believe it.
So speaking of stinky and smelly, the White Sox are the next opponent for the Cardinals.
That's great.
That's a series that starts tonight. 6:40 for the first pitch. We got the pregame at 5:45. Also, Gas House Gang today.
Yeah. And?
12 o'clock, Ollie Marmol is on the show.
I don't always catch Gas House Gang, depending on what I'm doing at work. but I set my appointment for the Tuesdays with Ali. It's really good. It's a half an hour.
Yeah.
He answers listeners' questions.
Yeah, and he sees a lot of the comments, too, which I advise against.
Yeah.
If you're him, don't look.
Yeah.
But he sees them, and he likes to address them. So when we start the show, it's on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, at KMOX Sports on Twitter. And, you know, if you find Gas House Gang, you can leave comments on all of them. Ali will see some of them, and you can text us too. So 12 o'clock today, it is the Gas House Gang, Tom Ackerman, Bernie Miklas, Ali and me.
Do the White Sox fans travel?
When they're good.
Because, I mean, right now they don't travel to Guaranteed Rate Field.
Well, it's just called the Rate now.
Oh, the Rate. They don't travel to the Rate, so reason would have it that they wouldn't travel to St. Louis.
Oh, unless they want to. I doubt it.
Yeah.
You might have a few people who are transplants who are here, because I do know a handful of Sox fans from the Chicago area who live here, but for the most part, no, they don't really travel.
So I have some family members in Chicago.
Not when they're bad. When they're good, they will go watch them play other places.
So my question is, and I don't say this sacrilegiously, I say this because my family members who are Catholic and who lived in Chicago have texted me about this, but do you think we will see a papal representation tonight at Busch Stadium?
Will we see? No, they're in Chicago tonight.
Oh, in Chicago. Sorry. In Chicago.
Oh, I'm sure. Because he just did the thing.
The mass?
Yeah. That was over the weekend that he did a video. Yeah. He did a video thing. So, I don't know. I'm sure you're going to see some of that. Some papal representation. Is that what you called it?
Yes.
You will see it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be me because people got mad when we suggested it.
I know. And we, in an abundance of caution, we decided against that. It was kind of like we thought maybe it would be an incentive or a fun thing for Ronj, who is or has a history with the Chicago White Sox, to go to the game with papal representation. But again, we didn't want it to be. We weren't joking or being, we didn't want it to come across wrong. And so out of an abundance of caution, we're not doing that. But I do think we will see that at the Rate, because hasn't it been most games? Because they had six popes in the bleachers 2 weeks ago.
Immediately, yeah. So, I mean, there's always probably going to be somebody who's there
kinda
dressed
like
up like that.
Like the new coach bump. There was probably a new pope bump.
Yeah, there was a papal bump.
A papal bump, but then it probably, like, you know, it
settles
down.
Oh, I'm sure it's
going
to die down. It will be a thing as long as the pope is around.
What I think is, if you're going to have a papal representation at the Rate, I then would lean into have an Obama representation in mom jeans. Someone go as Obama. I think you should go as prominent White Sox fans.
I don't even know how you pull that off. You have to wear a suit?
No. You wear a White Sox jacket, Letterman jacket, kind of like he did. Or
well, that's how everybody dresses.
A bomber,
there.
And then mom jeans.
Yeah,
that's how they dress.
Well, that's how they're already dressing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I mean, because I don't feel like there are a lot of mom jeans at Busch Stadium. Why are they wearing mom jeans at the Rate?
Oh, I think there are. Yeah, just I mean the
on
older
men?
The older men get, the looser their pants get. That's just fact. That's just fact.
Not a euphemism. It's literal pants.
Yeah, like the pants get bigger.
Speaking of
the white New Balance shoes.
Speaking of
the ones you cut the lawn in?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Have you seen the SNL with Zach Galifianakis? It's New Balance. It's shoes for like white guys to stand around in.
No.
Cuz they have like the Nike shoe ads that's super cool, but New Balance is just Zach Galifianakis standing around in his New Balance shoes, not being active. Speaking of loose pants. It was Father's Day over the weekend and my dad was cleaning out his closet. Allegedly, he was cleaning out his closet because that's a good thing to do, but I think my mom had ulterior motives because the space that he opened up in his closet, my mom now wants to use. Well, now she's like, well, now that it's open, I need to borrow that space. My dad said within 5 minutes of cleaning out his closet, my mom had put her stuff in there.
Oh,
but he
I see
found,
what
you know, my dad went to the office every day and he said he found those 90s suits where he goes, there were so many pleats. And he said the pant
on
legs
the pants,
were
yeah.
so wide. He goes, you could have made skirts out of each individual
three
pant
buttons,
leg.
Three-button suit?
I don't know what that means.
Three buttons.
On the jacket?
Yeah.
I don't know, like double-breasted?
No, three buttons. Instead of two, there were three.
I don't know.
Have you not ever seen a three-button suit?
I don't know. He said it looked like the suits when you watch the old Frasier, and Niles and Frasier are in those
big suits,
giant suits. Yes, and it's like football player shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's what he had. He goes, there were pleats. He goes, you wouldn't believe how many pleats were in my pants.
Well, I think it's a good look.
I think he should. I think he should have worn it on Father's Day.
Now the suits got tighter and tighter.
They did.
I think there's been a correction from the really tight suits.
They never
look good. Even if you're in good shape, they don't look good.
See, I thought the athletes look good in them. The tight suits,
really tight
where they're above the ankle, and you don't wear socks.
Yeah,
I like that. And sometimes the really tight suits were three piece. I think that looks really good. I love a three piece suit.
I don't know, man. I don't think really tight suits look good on dudes. Even if they're in great shape.
Really? I think they don't look good on most dudes.
It looks weird to me. But anyway, I think we will go back to that at some point. Like a really baggy suit. Maybe not crazy baggy, but I bet there's a correction back that direction a little bit. And I'd be cool with that.
Well, that's how I dress. I wear pleated baggy trousers and oversized jackets. Chris Myhill said I look like I'm in the Talking Heads.
So we have a lot coming up on the show today. We're going to talk to Dave Simons because we're gonna help you get your finances straight because you need some help, obviously. Mm-hmm. Boeing is planning an expansion, almost $2 billion in expansion. We are going to talk to a Boeing historian, about that and Boeing's history. That will be coming up. Derek Gould talking baseball with us. Cardinals and White Sox begin a series in Chicago tonight. We have our question of the week.
That's the big one, and we need to hear from you. 314-436-7900. Put that in your phone.
Yes, because we're going to ask the question.
You're not going to believe. You're going to get livid.
I don't know that they will. I think everybody's going to be on my side on this. I really do, for the first time. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Score is with you, and it is Tuesday, which means we have our question of the week, and we need to hear from you all week long. On Friday, we'll give you the results. You can call us or text us 314-436-7900. 416-7900. You can also leave a voice message on the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon on the KMOX page. We love when you leave us a voice message. But this one is personal for Chris Ranji.
Well, I don't think it's just personal to me because I'm sure
recent?
We have... Oh, it's very recent. I decided to have a little breakfast. I had some breakfast the other day.
By your lonesome?
Yeah, I love going to restaurants by myself.
I do too.
I love it. And I kind of like going to movie theaters by myself too. It's not my favorite thing. I prefer having somebody with me, but I really don't mind going. I've done several lately. I like it. Okay, anyway, at the restaurant, having some breakfast.
Nice.
So I like to sit at the little bar area. Mm-hmm. It's perfect, you know? You know, I can make friends if I want to. I can not talk to anybody. It's
great. I think we're all generally
it's great.
Familiar with the bar area. No, I get it. I get it.
The table, there is an actual table with a family directly behind me. It's the first table.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid starts screaming.
How old?
Well, he's in a stroller.
Okay.
So they had him sitting in a stroller.
Yeah.
Screaming. When I say screaming, I don't mean, I mean screaming.
Can you give us a little example of the timbre of the scream?
I can give you the volume. Yeah. You want to hear the volume?
Yeah, you might have to back up. Get ready.
All right. I'm backing up.
Okay.
Ah! That's the volume.
What if the kid sounded like a 45-year-old
45-year-old man screaming? Ah! So that's how loud it was. Okay. And when you are sitting in a restaurant and that starts, like, you give the parents a little leeway.
You feel bad,
like,
for the parents at
kid's
first.
Starting
yeah.
to cry. Okay. Yeah. That sucks. You don't turn around and look. You know it's bad when, and because they were directly behind me, I would have to do the complete 180 to look at them. Like, what are you doing? So I didn't do it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed other people around me starting to do it and look at them. This went on. Okay. I know people exaggerate and say, this went on for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
This went on for 15 minutes because I looked at the time, and then I looked at the time after it had started a few minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we were well into 15 minutes. And the parents didn't really do anything.
Did they react at all?
It didn't, because again, they were
behind me.
So when I finally looked, the one lady was kind of pushing the stroller back and forth like to rock it. This kid was like, he had to have been two. I'm guessing he was two.
So let's just to paint the picture. So I'm you. I'm at the bar, like, oh, thank you. Like, this is really good. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting here enjoying my egg breakfast, toast.
Yeah,
that's
that
rough.
That
for
loud.
15 minutes.
And I thought, okay, so here's my question. Yeah. I know that we have to give parents some leeway because these are little...
insane people.
Crazy assassins.
They can't reason with them. They're very unreasonable.
They're so unreasonable.
Yeah.
Children are so unreasonable. I wish, you know, it'd be a whole lot cooler if they came out like a baby zebra. You know, they came out, the zebra can walk right away. Just follow me, right?
Would it be cool or would it be terrifying?
No, if you were developed enough to just come right out and just start walking along, like, just, you know how to follow, you know where to go, right? You're not incorrigible. Wouldn't that be great?
We have to pin this for later because this is an image I can't get out of my head. Me pushing.
And then the kid's just able to walk.
Walks out of the room.
Walks alongside you. So the question I had is, I know that we have to give leeway. We, you know, there's got to be a little bit of grace here. I understand that. But what is the amount of time that you as a parent, and this is the point where a room full of people without children tell you how to handle your children. There has to be a time limit.
We need, like, parents. Yeah.
And so we have a Twitter poll at Chris Amy KMOX, and the options are, Amy, if you want to go through them, the amount of time that you are allotted your child to scream in a crowded restaurant before you do something about it, like take that little punk outside, right? So it's under 5 minutes is one option.
Yes.
Under 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes is the option, the second option. The third option is y'all just going to have to deal with it.
Hmm.
That's basically it. Because I wonder if there are parents who would say, hey, sorry, I have a kid. What do you want me to do about this? I can't make him stop crying. Well, yeah, you can. You can take him outside. Take him outside.
So I, yeah, this is a
That's
tough
our question
one. My
of the
mom
week.
Has always said, she goes, you're not a mom until you have carried a screaming child under your arm, abandoned your cart at Target, and just carried a screaming child under your arm out of the store. She's like, that's kind of a rite of passage. And she goes, my heart always breaks for that parent because she said, it is so hard. You're so tired. It's not like your big day is going to Target and you're so excited. You are toting kids around to get necessities
right.
at Target, and one just has an absolute meltdown. You have to abandon your mission and carry a screaming child outside the store. And she said, it's so difficult. And there's that, but then there is the screaming child, and the parent seems completely unfazed and doesn't do anything. And that's
because
they've tuned it out, and that's a little rough. Because I will say this, I get it. Even like going to church, and you have a child, and these parents is what I think. Oh my gosh, all they want to do is go to church. They just want to worship. They want to have some time. They've got their kids with them. And a child, usually a younger, you know, a baby starts crying or screaming. And I understand how you try to calm the child down. But it is dead silent in a church service, except for the pastor and the screaming baby. I do feel like you probably should remove yourself.
And I think the important thing, is, and I agree, you should remove yourself. But my personal
leave the baby,
opinion,
but remove yourself.
maybe just push the stroller back under the table, push him up to the table, and turn around and walk out. So what I would say is, you have a minute. You have a minute of screaming. A minute of screaming, child. That's it. 60 seconds is a long time. If you really count out 60 seconds of high-pitched, like loud as you could possibly go screaming.
If we started a clock right now and I let Ranji scream for a minute, most of you would turn the radio off.
Yeah, yes. Of course you would.
Let's see how long we can do that before Steve calls our boss.
I think I'm going to scream at him. Why not?
All right, so guys, it's on Twitter, 314-436-7900. You can call or text. We need you, parents. We need you to tell us how you handle that situation.
Yeah, let us know. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's 1 minute tops. Maybe, and you might think that is...
So did the, just as a quick follow-up, so did the baby eventually stop?
When they left.
Ew.
They did finally get up and just leave.
Yeah.
Like all together. After they paid their check. That's Amy Mahou. I was ready to set their table on fire.
Oh my gosh.
It was so bad. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ron. I love you. I love kids. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
104.1 FM KMOX. Chris and Amy show. Hello.
Hello. We were talking about our question of the week, and we did put that question up on Twitter, and it's, how long do you wait before removing your screaming child from a restaurant? Because Ranj had an experience recently. He was at a restaurant. He was enjoying breakfast by himself, and the table right behind him had this noise.
Oh, I got to do it again?
Yeah.
I'm about to...
Just one more time.
That loud.
It was
loud?
A little baby that screamed like a 45-year-old man.
It was like two.
Two-year-old. It was two. It's a child. It's a child. Was it a boy or girl?
Well, I was ready to punt it, so it was two. I don't know. I didn't get a good look.
A two-year-old was screaming like a 45-year-old man for 15 minutes. The parents were unruffled.
Not helpful.
Yeah.
There was no urgency whatsoever. I eventually, after many, many, many minutes of this, I did eventually turn around and gave the "Do you mind?" look. Nothing really happened though.
Yeah,
Lou, but we need you to vote at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. Go follow us there and then vote for us or vote for the thing. In Kirkwood, Lou is with us on KMOX. Hi, Lou.
Hi. If I'm in a church, I'm definitely going to take the kid out. But okay. If you've got a kid that uses screaming as a technique, you've got to let them know it doesn't work. And you have to look at your situation and say, okay, is this a fancy restaurant? Is this a not so fancy? I'm going to let it go for a little bit and let the kid know they're not getting what they want. But then I'll take them out.
So what are they wanting to leave? Is that what's going on here?
They're wanting whatever it is they want.
Right.
It could be a screen.
Okay.
It could be a screen that they're not allowed to have, like a screen or a treat. Yeah, it could be anything.
Right. No, I get that. But do we all have to be in on your experiment?
Well,
the rest of us have to?
If you're in a grocery store or if you're in some kind of store, you're walking around. Yeah, because I'm never going to see those people again. My kids.
Well, damn. Wow, boy, that explained a lot for me.
I like Lou. Thank you, Lou.
All right,
that's
Lou.
Awesome.
Yeah, screw everybody else. You all have to deal with my stupid kid.
Well, you know, Andy Banker.
That doesn't seem fair.
Andy Banker from Fox 2.
I know who he is. Yeah.
He tweeted at us. He said it depends. He said if you and Chris are in the restaurant, I'd let the kid go for at least an hour.
That's not nice
at all.
That's
so mean.
What a horrible thing to say.
That's a terrible thing to say, Andy Banker on Fox 2, moderator for Hancock and Kelly on Sundays.
Damn. Man.
Wow.
I am going to stand by this. I am going with less 60 seconds. You have 60 seconds to remove that child from the premises. That's it. This text message says, I say after about 5 minutes, the parents should remove the child from the restaurant or from wherever. That's from Amy in St. Peter's. This other message says, under 1 minute, father of two and have eaten many meals out of a to-go container. See, there you go. It is not the rest of us. It's not our problem that your kid loves to scream.
Well, and I will also add this. For a lot of people, like for me, if I were going to breakfast by myself or if I'm out with a friend, that's a treat. I'm paying money. And it's a treat. It costs money. It costs time. It's an experience that could be totally ruined by a screaming child. Like, other people are paying money to be there.
Exactly. And I know, look, it sucks that you're a parent and that your kid doesn't know how to behave in public. It sucks. I totally get it. But we don't have to be in on your child learning how to behave in public.
What I appreciate
about that's not my responsibility. That's yours.
I can see Lou's point, though, that she would have a lower threshold for a restaurant and a higher threshold for a grocery store doesn't mean you'd let it go on forever.
Well,
but you in a restaurant, like in church, I would be like, up. I mean, 10 seconds, you're up and out.
In a grocery store, I don't have to follow you and your screaming kid around the store. I can go somewhere else.
Like, again, in the sanctuary of a church, the pastor is giving the sermon, or a wedding. This happened at a wedding once, and I was kind of amazed at how long they let the kid scream through a wedding. But like a wedding, a church, I mean, in under 10 seconds, maybe 5 seconds. I mean, it's quick, right? In a restaurant, like you said, under a minute, because what you're abandoning, like if you can get up out of church, you can go back in. If you abandon your table at a restaurant, your night's over. Or at the grocery store, I can see how you would let it go on a couple of minutes, because now you're abandoning your whole trip to the grocery store, dinner for that night, any supplies that you have. So I get the threshold. There are different thresholds.
Another message says under 5 minutes, and then have somebody tell you, have another one. Have another child.
Did someone tell him that?
I'm guessing.
You know how
mockingly.
You know how they talked about the baby boom during COVID when we were all locked inside? They go, yeah, it's a baby boom, but only for first-time parents.
That's exactly right? You don't want to be stuck in the house with all of that, with more of them? Come on. We have, by the way, Amy, we have on this show a major announcement.
What?
Coming from Good Morning America, as they unveiled and they announced the new mascot Hall of Fame class.
This mascot's been supporting his MLB team for nearly 50 years. He's known for his making fans laugh and stealing a hot dog or two during a game from the St. Louis Cardinals. It's Fred Bird! Fred! Hi! Congratulations! Thank you, Fred. That's amazing. Ray, we got to get you.
Fredbird gave him a hat. Fredbird gave him a Fredbird hat.
Did he eat his head?
He didn't eat his head. You know what? He's reserving it for St. Louisans only. I appreciate
that.
So Fredbird has been inducted or is going to be inducted. He is newly in the Mascot Hall of Fame. The Seattle Seahawks mascot was in there.
Is the Mascot Hall of Fame?
Like, where is it actually physically located?
Yes.
I don't know if they even have a, as far as I know, I don't know if they have a physical place where you can
really?
Go.
Really? So it's just an idea?
Hold on.
It says Whiting, Indiana?
Whiting, Indiana? Yeah. Okay. All right.
So will there be a Lady Madame Tussauds wax figure of Fredbird at this museum?
There might be. Because I am right now on the Mascot Hall of Fame website.
Yeah.
And I don't see an address.
You know how back in the old days when kids got their pictures taken with Santa Claus, like in the 60s and 70s, just horrifying from the depths of hell type costumes from the Easter Bunny? Was the very first Fredbird costume terrifying, do you think?
I think there's some old Fredbird pictures out
there. He always looked pretty similar to what he is now.
He's a little sleek and modern now.
Yeah, but I think it's been pretty close to this. So, congratulations, Fredbird, Mascot Hall of Fame.
Wow.
That's huge news.
Is he the only one inducted?
No. Did you not just listen to me?
Well, not really.
Blitz, the Seattle Seahawks mascot.
Sorry. The only baseball mascot.
Oh, yes. They do
one from each sport? Is that how it works?
I don't know, but there's a hockey one, S.J. Sharkey.
Yeah, San Jose Sharks, I'm guessing.
S.J. Sharkey. Sebastian, is it? Okay.
Do you think S.J. stands for San Jose?
No,
probably not. Steve and John Sharkey. Toro, I think Toro is from Houston University, University of Houston.
Okay.
And then Sebastian I know it's a bird.
Crab. Oh.
No, I-B-I-S. Is it Ibis? Or Ibis?
You know what? I've only read it.
It's like a duck. Looks like a duck. And I believe this is from Miami.
Only read it.
Yep.
Ibis.
Ibis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a large wading bird. Not waiting, but wade.
Wading.
Like you wade through the water with long, down-curved bill.
Okay. Well, Sebastian the Ibis is in the Hall of Fame. So that is your Hall of Fame class. Fred Bird
the only
is
baseball.
Leading the way.
Yeah, the only baseball mascot.
So congratulations to Fred Bird. That's huge news today. And they made the announcement on Good Morning America, and he runs out from behind the stage.
Yeah.
And he goes the wrong way on purpose. But
Fred, what a goofball.
Oh, real goofball, isn't he?
He's a goof. Hey, we have from our question of the week, if your child is screaming in a restaurant, how long do you wait before you remove them? Nancy tweets at us, if my kids attempted this, they were left with a babysitter until they could behave. This threat always worked after the one time of dropping them off at the sitter's while we went out to eat.
So this is a good question. Doesn't a young child, inherently they want to go places, right? Don't they want to go do stuff? They don't want to be at home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get later in adult life, like, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be at home.
If the child is not sitting at home going, you know, it's Friday night. I really just want to stay in.
I'd like to stay in, right?
No, they want
to go places.
The 4-year-old does not say that.
So wouldn't that work? Wouldn't the threat of, hey, if you keep screaming right now, you're never going out again.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to be in the house all the time.
All the time.
Don't you think that would work? Or does it not work because they're irrational?
That's a great point. The irrationality of children is huge. They did say, like, living with a toddler is just like living with your drunk best friend. They stumble around, they make a mess, they cry, they throw up. That's kind of what it is.
But your drunk best friend wakes up the next day and apologizes at least. Kid does it again as soon as he wakes up.
But both of them often wake up with no pants on.
Well, I've had that happen before.
Anyway, I mean, it depends on the child. I didn't babysit a lot. I mean, like, literally never. We didn't babysit. That was the rule. I wasn't going to do that. And so, but I did help homeschool, and there were times when there were, like, a lot of little young kids running around the house, and I would be help homeschooling the older ones, and if the mom had to step out. And there was one kid that was just absolutely throwing a fit. He said, here, you're going to go up in your room. And I brought him up into his room, and I was like, you can cry all day. It doesn't bother me. I was like, you're wasting your time because we're having a fun time down here. But you can cry and whine all day up here if you want. It doesn't bother me at all. So go ahead and cry. Or if you want to come down, come on down with us. So, like, I came downstairs, and like 5 minutes later, you know, he came down and had a good time because he was just throwing a fit. He wanted the attention. And every child is different. Every child cries or throws a fit for a different reason. You got to know the kid. But with this kid, I knew he just wanted the attention. So I told him I didn't care.
See, I think that's reasonable.
It was reasonable. And he was old enough, like 5 or something, where he got it. Like, listen, you're only ruining the day for you. We're having a lot of fun and we would love for you to join us.
Here's this message to the text line. You got about 45 seconds and then I better hear feet shuffling or something will be said about that window licker.
Window licker. Oh my
gosh. Is that a term for kids? Window licker?
No, I mean, I get what he's saying because they do smudge windows. There's a lot of this on the windows.
I am forever now calling children window lickers.
Oh my gosh. I don't know that you should.
How many window lickers you have? 3?
But he only refers to them as it. How old is it? That's how Ronj talks about kids. How old is it?
If I don't know if it's what if it's a he or a she, if I don't know anything about the kid, it's an it.
Why don't you just say they?
I could. You're right. I could.
Mm-hmm. They is great.
Right.
But yeah. No, kids are fun, though. Kids are hilarious.
And another follow-up, if you give the threat of not going out, this is from a text message, if you give the threat of not going out, you must follow through
yes,
at least once.
Through. Here's the thing. Kids are very impressionable. This one guy was talking about why it's so important what we expose or don't expose our kids to, because, like, kids are morons. They're impressionable. If you tell them something is bright and shiny and a great thing, they'll believe you, and they won't know until late that there are bad consequences. So we have to protect kids. At the same time, they're also very smart, and they know right away if mom and dad don't follow through. They know. That's why, how many times have you heard the 1, 2, and then the mom has to start over. No, 1, 2, because the kid knows nothing happens. Yeah, 2.5, because nothing happens when they hit 3.
Right.
Because you know why? It is easier. And I mean, I get it. I've experienced it. Sometimes as a parent, you are so worn out. You are so tired that it is easier to give in. It is easier to cave in than to stand your ground and let the kid throw a fit and abandon your trip to Target. You're thinking, I finally got to the store. I finally got to Schnucks. My kid is throwing a fit. I counted to 3. Nothing happened. I'm just going to give them what they want so that I can go on with my day. And kids remember that. You have to follow through.
Continue to text and call us or leave us voice messages from the Odyssey app. We want to hear from you and vote in our Twitter poll at Chris Amy KMOX. Did you see this? Next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ranch, a man, went about tasting 100-year-old food.
Okay.
Did you see this? He tried a variety of unopened food items from the past, from a 1940s Coke to a petrified Twinkie from the 1990s. Ooh. He spent over $16,000 collecting unopened snacks and canned chaos from every decade. He had honey from the 1920s when everything was preserved and canned. So that's 100 years old. He said it was actually pretty good. It looked well aged. He said it tasted incredible. And then, like, after a few seconds, his mouth started going numb. And then they both freaked out. And they said the feeling came back after a while, but they said they wouldn't eat it again because they don't know why their mouth went numb from the honey. Even though honey is supposed to be the one food that doesn't go bad, he said it tasted pretty good. He said the Great Depression tasted like dust.
Well, there you go.
There was a penny drink that was similar to Kool-Aid. They opened it up, and again, this is from the Great Depression, the 1930s. They put it in water. It turned the water a slight purple hue and even had a slight fizz, but they said it tasted like it was made in a chemistry lab, and there were chunks that wouldn't dissolve, so they didn't finish it.
Oh.
He ate grape nuts from the 1930s, and he said it, when they opened the box, dust came out of the box.
So there's a guy that I end up, he ends up in my YouTube feed,
mm-hmm.
and he will open up old soldier rations,
mm-hmm.
like MREs, and but older, like he'll the tin cans that you had to actually use the little.
He did rations from the 40s.
Okay, and he's got a ration from, and I haven't found this video yet, and I don't even know if he's eaten it, but it was from World War I. That he was about to open and eat.
Wow.
Which, I don't know, man. Like, the one I just saw, he had a tin can.
Yeah.
And it had biscuits in it. Okay. Like little crackers.
Yeah, yeah.
Calling them biscuits. And then coffee. And there were some candies, like hard candies. Mm-hmm. And then there was some, like an orange drink or something, a powder you put in water.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that doesn't... It's got to mess with you a little
bit. Well, I'm hoping this guy didn't do all this in one day. The one, I'll read the last one because it wins. It's not the last one, sorry, but for me it will be. He opened from the 1960s a can of classic Campbell's cream of celery soup.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
He said it was, quote, a horror show. He said it smelled like decay and it stained his cutting board and was unrecognizable upon opening.
Ew.
So they
absolutely
did not eat
not.
That.
Hey, some numbers from Nielsen.
Yes.
According to them, that is the rating service. They do television and radio. They say that in the month of May, streaming in all of its forms and all the platforms reached a new high for the first time ever, surpassing total viewing of broadcast and cable TV.
Crazy. I heard this on Total Information AM this morning on the Odyssey app.
So
that's crazy.
All of streaming, so that includes Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, all of that stuff. Streaming accounted for 44.8% of viewership via TV screens during the month. The report said that broadcast accounted for 20.1, cable 24.1. So that is 44.2%. So this is the first time ever that streaming total has surpassed cable and broadcast TV.
Wow. So the question
is, I can't imagine us ever going back.
Well, that's the thing, though. We've talked about the balkanization of entertainment, and now I think it was six. In order to watch every Chiefs game, you had to have six streaming services. I thought that was right. Like, whether it was Amazon.
Local?
Yeah, if you're local. It was Amazon, Netflix, Peacock, whatever it was. You had to have six streaming services in order to watch every Chiefs game. And I do wonder if it's going to come back around where people are so tired of logging in and out of all the different streaming services that, like, what if we could just bundle them all together and they reinvent cable?
I just heard somebody the other day. I just saw it was a couple. And a couple's like, you know, each time this year around the time that we got married, we go on a vacation together and we call it a... It was like a completely different name. It was a term. And everyone's like, you just invented anniversaries.
Yes.
Like...
We celebrate.
Everybody knows what that is.
Yeah.
So When we come back, we're going to get your finances right. We got our guy, Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. We talk to him every Tuesday morning at 10, and Dave joins us next on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.